It was the Washington Post that first broke the story of claims that Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore molested or made improper advances toward teenage girls when he was in his 30s. Yesterday, the Post revealed another woman came forward, but her story was false, and they watched her enter the offices of James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, which targets mainstream news and left-leaning nonprofits with often edited videos. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now to take a look at this. And David, it was Wash Post reporter Beth Reinhart who received the first email from Jamie Phillips, the young woman saying she'd been one of Moore's victims. What did Phillips say?
Well, she gave several interviews over a period of 2 weeks. She said that she had, in the early 1990s, had a physical relationship with Roy Moore and that he had impregnated her and that had led to an abortion when she was just 15 years old. It's, of course, not an accident that this comes up after a series of explosive reports in the Post about women who claimed that when they were teenagers, he had pursued and in some cases actually had physical involvements with them.
Well, the fact that she had had an abortion, this would really strike and to Moore's followers. But in the course of fact-checking her claim, the reporters found inconsistencies. Reporter Stephanie McCrummon met with Phillips in a mall. The Washington Post taped their exchanges. Here's the reporter Stephanie asking Jamie, who's making the claim, about the company she told them she worked for.
Well, it's a little bit of an issue there, and you know, I just want to ask you to explain it, because when we called the company that you said that you worked for, they said they didn't have, that you didn't work there.
Did you talk to the corporate office?
Beth made the phone call, and I know that she said that you, that they didn't have an employee by your name there.
Yeah.
Jamie.
I'm not sure which office you called, because there's a whole bunch all over the country.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, David, they also found a GoFundMe page in which Jamie Phillips said she was moving to New York to work with a group in the conservative media movement to combat the lies and deceit of the liberal MSM, mainstream media. What else did these reporters find?
Well, Jamie Phillips claimed to have spent only one summer in Alabama, but I believe it was her cell phone had an Alabama area code. When she originally reached out to them and said in through this kind of secure email account to try to tell them about what she wanted to allege, she had Roll Tide in her email address. Of course, Roll Tide, what the University of Alabama's rallying cry for its sports team, the Crimson Tide, not likely somebody who just fleetingly spent a little bit of time in Alabama would embrace. And there were a series of other things as well that came up that just simply triggered them a distrust and an unease in the account they were being offered.
Well, she kept pushing them for their reassurances that her story would bring down Roy Moore. That is the technique of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, trying to get people to say that they have an ulterior motive to their reporting. And yesterday, Post reporters saw Jamie Phillips, the woman, enter the offices of James O'Keefe's Project Veritas in New York, and they talked to James O'Keefe outside. He wouldn't answer questions. So this was the Washington Post sting of a self-proclaimed stinger. Remind us of his past.
Well, James O'Keefe, you know, in some ways has had some successes. What he tends to do is go either have himself or more recently have others go undercover with hidden cameras to try to goad people into saying things that are damaging. What he claims is revealed their true selves. And in reality, it just seems as though he's trying to get them to say anything possibly incriminating. He really was able to bring down the community organizing group ACORN as a result of this. And, he, you know, an undercover sting against two top NPR fundraisers in 2011 led to the ouster of the network's CEO and of that top fundraiser. I've got to say the videos in both the ACORN event and against NPR were just deeply and profoundly deceptively edited. Mm-hmm. And later on, you know, the full videos were shown to reveal very different natures of the exchanges. I think it was very damaging to the institutions involved that not only did these things get occurred against them, but that it was done on a deeply disingenuous basis. Yeah. One other highlight, in 2011, he tried to lure a CNN reporter onto a boat riddled with sex toys as a way of degrading her and trying to discredit her professionally, even as she was pursuing a rather thoughtful exploration of young conservative media activists.
Well, he also went into a lawmaker's office, saw some charges for that. Look, Jamie Phillips asked for her conversations to be off the record. The Post published them anyway. I want your comments on that. But also, this is ironically a window into how mainstream media works. They vet claims. They didn't just publish it. for which Roy Moore should be happy. But just quickly on the journalism questions, not putting the conversations on record. And what do journalists do when people try to plant false stories?
Well, I think that first off, it does prove the soundness of the Post reporting that it's not simply going to embrace an allegation because it dovetails with other major scoops that it's already been able to present to the public. In this instance, you have the promise of confidentiality given to a source who fears, in her case, what she claimed was recrimination, didn't want to be public. And yet it was a false, seemingly no substance to the allegations, and also one offered in an attempt to discredit the news organization. I think that Marty Baron, the editor of the Washington Post, and his colleagues there have every right to expose right. who's doing that. These are reciprocal arrangements. You're offering information in good faith. You're offering protection right. in good faith. In this case, the information wasn't real. It was intended to damage the Post. Credit to them to exposing right. how this trafficking and false
and
information works.
Journalists beware. NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you.